All right, cool. What's going on, Mini Mental? We are back with another episode, and I know it's been a while, but this month is Mental Health Awareness Month, so I felt it only be right that I have to make a podcast this month. Shout out to everybody listening on Spotify or Apple. Shout out to the YouTube fam checking in as always. So, yeah, we're just going to jump right into it. It's been a minute. But the first topic I want to get into is something that I just kind of noticed growing up, or even with my nieces and nephews, and, you know, just different things on Twitter, things like that. And that would be values, the way we value ourselves. And the way we value ourselves is a very important thing, but it's also something that we kind of were taught, I guess, the difference between men and women, right? And I'm pretty sure everybody already know there's a double standard in the way that men and women are treated, especially as kids or teenagers. And I think it'd be important if parents or even uncles or friends, whoever, we start to hold those same values for everyone. Here's what I mean by that, especially among kids. You know, young women, you know, especially little girls, are taught a certain way how to carry themselves and to, you know, have certain values for themselves, especially in those teenage years when it comes to things like sex. I think it's important if we teach our young men the same way. Like, I don't think as young men, teenagers or kids, whatever, we shouldn't be out here feeling as though anybody can have access to our bodies like that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, me growing up, it was cool. I guess it was a cool thing to do this and do that, or have sex this many times, or blah, blah, blah. And, you know, looking back, it's like, man, you know, is that shit even really worth it? Like, it has no value, like none, zero. So it's like, I don't really understand it. I think we should all have a certain level of respect for ourselves and a certain level of values. And I know I'm probably going to get a little pushback from the homies or whatever, but it is what it is, fellas. I'm sorry. It's just not cool. Like, I'm not seeing the value in that as men trying to run the streets, especially as teenagers, and do this and do that. You know what I mean? So that's my two cents. Like it or love it or hate it, doesn't really matter. That's just what I think. And I think that's when I do become in a position to have kids, is what I'm gonna teach male or female, boy or girl. That's just what I'm gonna teach my kids. Like, we ain't on that. You know what I'm saying? We out here looking for respect. We out here valuing ourselves. And if you come across somebody that you really care for and whatnot, you know, that's another conversation. But, and that goes for boy and girl at the same time. You know, I'm not gonna sit here and act like my boy can go off and do these certain things, and then my girl can, or my girl can go off and do these certain things, and my boy can. It's just not gonna be like that. We're gonna teach the same level of respect and values equally among boy and girl, so that, you know, there's no double standard at all. Like, we're gonna do things the same way. Now, I say all of that to say that, you know, it's certain things that boys and girls are gonna differ in some ways, because from my experience, women do tend to mature much faster than boys do. So you always have to account for that. But, you know, that with that maturity comes, you know, a certain level of understanding, a certain level of respect, a certain level of knowing the way the world works. You know, a boy may take a little bit longer to, you know, catch on to that. And that's some. That's not all. And again, that goes both ways. But, you know, I think everyone should be looking to navigate that among our little cousins, you know what I'm saying, our little nieces and nephews, things like that, and teaching them respect and values. That, and that's not, I'm not just talking about in terms of dating, but just in the way the world works, how to treat someone, friend or family or elder, you know, things like that. Just, it's a certain way that respect has to be given. And again, respect is also earned. We're just not gonna be out here respecting just anybody, but that shit is always gonna be earned. Like, if you come into us with a certain level of disrespect, we probably not gonna disrespect you back. we just gonna walk away. Like, you're not gonna get no respect from us, but we ain't gonna disrespect you in the same time, because it's not the type of shit we own. But yeah, that was kind of like a little intro into this podcast. And now the main thing that I did want to get on here and talk about was something that it is something pretty heartbreaking, pretty sad that I came across this morning. So today is May 5th, right? It's about 10 o'clock in the morning. I woke up at about 9 or 8:30, and you know, I'm scrolling on Twitter, chilling, and I come across this tweet that is pretty much a suicide note of a young lady that she left on Instagram. And you know, as I'm reading this note, you know, I sympathize with her in every way, as well as her family. It's something that, you know, it you can tell reading this note that this young lady had been feeling this way for quite some time, had these thoughts for quite some time, and she had reached a point of, I guess, no return, or reached a breaking point. And that is extremely upsetting, because it's almost hard to stop someone from getting to that point. But I think at some point there had to be a point, in my opinion, that someone somewhere somehow may have seen some slight sign, and I don't want to say they ignored it, but they probably downplayed it, or just didn't think that it would ever get to this point. And that's the major thing, in my opinion, with suicide, is that we never really think we could see someone doing that until they do it. And that is the most heartbreaking thing about it. And one thing I want to say is, you know, no matter how strong somebody is, how they may appear on Instagram, Twitter, shit like that, I think everybody is worthy of being checked on. Everybody is worthy of, you know what I'm saying, receiving that text of, hey, are you good? You know what I mean? No matter what shit look like on Instagram. And that also plays a part in, you know, I don't know what she may have went through personally, but I think she was a college student, if I'm not mistaken. And you know, with it being May, a lot of kids are about to graduate. A lot of kids are reaching that final stretch and whatnot. So much love. And again, man, my DMs, my line is always open to anybody who ever needs to have a conversation about something they may be going through, if it's dire or if it's not. You know, I try to open my door as much as possible, because I want to see everybody win regardless. Because, I haven't always been in the best position to receive love or things like that, because, you know, the way the internet works, once they hate you, they hate you, you know, in some cases. So I've never let that get to me, even though let me not lie, it definitely has gotten to me on more than one occasion, plenty of times. But I've grown to the point where I've gotten to realize, like, man, there's a lot of things outside of this that I want to live and experience and be a part of, but also want to share, you know, a certain level of myself to the internet, or to the people who still support and still around and whatnot. And that is how the Men and Mental podcast came about, is wanting to share and, you know, open a door for people who may not have had that door to walk through or listen to. And I'm a young black man who have done some stupid shit and have came up a certain way and things like that. So I'm hoping that you guys can relate to me and whatnot. But back to the original topic, you know, it's very hard seeing something like that, especially in the morning, just fresh waking up. It's one of the first things I seen. And I felt compelled to have to get up and be like, you know what, man, I need to go film this. Like, I need to go have a conversation, need to talk about this, because it is very hard, especially thinking about what somebody may be going through, writing something like that, proceeding to post it on Instagram, the feelings that the young lady may have been feeling, you know, the hurt she may have been feeling, all of these things, man, all of those things just really just cycled through my head, and trying to understand that, you know, these things happen. And, you know, and I don't want to say a lot of cases, but some cases they are avoidable, and others they may be a little bit more difficult to avoid. But it's just, man, check on your friends, check on your family, check on the people around you. Like, really, really be proactive in making sure your friends are okay. And I said this before in a podcast before, and I say this to my people around me all the time, is, you know, don't accept half-assed answers. Like, it's time to really take this shit seriously. Like, if somebody say, yeah, I'm good, you need to ask them why. Like, you need to dig deep. Like, we're not going for the bullshit answers no more. We're really trying to figure out and make sure our friends and family are okay. We digging deep. We're not just gonna, and that goes for you as well. If you're watching and you're one of those people who give the answers of, yeah, I'm good, we ain't going for that no more. You need to tell me why you good. Like, what's going on? Like, why you good? You know what I'm saying? How's life? How's work? How's this? How's that? You know what I mean? Like, I need all the answers. I need the details so I can really be sure that you're good. And please ask me. And if I get the same bullshit response, check me about it. You know, we taking this shit seriously. But again, man, condolences to her friends, her family. I'm sure a few of you probably have already seen it. I'm not gonna drop her Instagram and whatnot, because that note is pretty difficult it's pretty difficult to read. And it was difficult for me to read it. I cried a little bit reading it, because it was just, it can almost feel like I can put myself in her shoes and just see how that, and feel how she felt, because I've been there. I've been to the point of, you know, not, I don't want to say suicide, but, you know, a breaking point where things just feel like it comes crumbling down around you and you don't feel like there's anyone you can call or talk to. So I've been there, and just seeing that note just kind of, you know, just kind of opened things up. And yeah, it's very difficult to really just see, because it's, like I said, it's heartbreaking. But yeah, if on the YouTube gang, I'm going to drop a link down below for, one, the suicide prevention hotline, but I'm also going to drop a link where you can go and search and find African-American therapists if you do need one. The Apple and Spotify gang, I'm not really sure 100% how I'm going to do it on there, but I'm also going to try to do it there. Because I think now is a time where we should be seeking help in every way possible. So feel free, man, search these websites that I'm going to drop, set up some consultations, you know. And this doesn't go for the person who may be reaching a breaking point. This could be someone, you could be someone who is struggling business wise, college wise, you know, friendship wise. There's therapists for all of that, guys. Like, we don't have to sit here and act like therapy is for those who are sad. That's not the only thing therapy is for. Therapy is for a wide range of things that you can be seeking help in your business, your finances, your family, things, everything, relationships, everything. So just take that into account and be mindful of that. Again, guys, with love, I appreciate every single one of you guys who always continue to show up, continue to listen, continue to watch all of these things. And yeah, I think that's about everything that I kind of wanted to talk about. I kind of want to get on here and just kind of, the main message I want you guys to take away from today is check on your friends. 100%. Check on your friends. Call them. Text them. Make sure they're good. Get rid of the ones who ain't no good for you, who tearing your mental health down. Get rid of those. We in the middle of the year now, damn near. There's no point in dragging along no good friends or even no good family. We all have them. It's time. It's time to really take care of ourselves. And if people ain't benefiting, or people ain't aiding in that, and instead they're doing the opposite, it's time to let them go. And that's just what it is. I've let a few go this year, and I don't feel bad about it. If anything, I feel a lot better. So again, guys, the number two, the two things about today: values. Value yourself, respect yourself. That's only going to help your mental health that much better. It's trying to live a certain life that ain't for you. Like, that shit's tough. Shit tears at your mental health. So just get rid of that. And number two, check on your friends, because again, I came across some sad news this morning, and it's heartbreaking. So yeah, man, be proactive in checking on people. Be proactive in having the conversation, pushing that conversation forward. And again, guys, if anybody wants to come on here and talk about a certain topic, please feel free to DM me or reach out to the email. What is it? MenInMental@gmail.com. And yeah, I'll always email back. I normally set up a phone call, or if you're in Atlanta, I normally set up a meeting spot where we can get together and have a conversation, kind of talk through some things and whatnot. And yeah, man, again, shout out to Apple Gang, Spotify Gang, YouTube Gang. I appreciate you guys. And yeah, over and out. Can't folk, we appreciate y'all. Love you.